light worker. Now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You are tuned to the Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. This podcast will take you through a journey to return to your true purpose and awaken the authentic power of your soul. This podcast is for light workers who want to start using their own medicine from their heart and remember their true magic. It's time to live a fulfilling life full of joy and abundance. I'm your host, Vika Didvalene, founder of Satkara Temple, and I'm sharing my unique medicine to help you to find your authenticity and to bring it to this world. I believe that you came here to shine your light bright, and I'm inviting you to listen to your own medicine podcast to find the inspiration and teachings of how to bring your gifts and your light to this world. It's time to listen to your own medicine. I believe that you carry your unique medicine in your heart and you came here to share it. So let's get to it. Hello, hello, my loves. Welcome to Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. And we're meeting on this season two. And we're talking this season about what is soul remembrance, how to walk this path, and why we need to remember who we truly are and what it's all about. So a lot of healers and teachers, influencers will be sharing their medicine during this season. And today I'm opening the season myself with really talking about the truth of embodiment of the freedom. I think it's a quite wide subject, but I really wanted to dive into it with you. So I'm inviting you to close your eyes, make sure you're not driving, of course, and just tune in with your energy and my energy. Prepare to receive with no expectations. Allowing yourself to come to the space, dedicating it for self-observation as well. Giving the permission to yourself to switch off from other things you were doing before or planning to do today. Just arrive to the seat. Connecting to your breath, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the nose, giving yourself a few more deep breaths, fully to arrive there. Drop your shoulders, feeling your face starting to relax. The drip of water running down through your shoulders, they softening. You enjoying this present moment. Through the breath, we connecting to our soul, we opening our heart. I'm inviting you to open yours to receive from my heart. A few more deep breaths. And when you feel fully arrived, allow yourself to stay confident, to stay relaxed in this position. If you have the opportunity to do so, if you're watching this episode on the YouTube channel, welcome to open your eyes and to connect. But really, this is a time for you to receive. So today I'm opening the season of soul remembrance, and because Myself and my partner, we went through deep changes in our lives. I wanted to share my energy the way it is now. And if you were previous podcast listeners and previous clients, friends, and community, my family, this is my invitation to open my heart where we are at now and to share those moments with you so we can all feel more connected on a deeper level. So you know who you're coming to, you know who you're listening to. Also, the Satkara Temple is open for you anytime, when you need help and support, please reach out. We always here to support you. So this episode, this is the opening to new season of Listen to Your Own Medicine and the invitation you to connect with me. The way we are now, the way the temple is transforming, growing, and the way we, of course, transforming and growing as souls, as a person, as a human beings, as a teachers, as a students. Life is so much full of changes and it's constantly moving. So it's so important to share. I feel it's so important to share because a lot of the time we don't know what's happening behind those doors. Of course, we see some things on the social media, but how much we can share on social media, how much we can share of our hearts, how much we can connect on a deeper level. And of course, the perception, the way we see things, the way we connect is not necessarily always right, isn't it? That's why I decided to take a deeper route and further route, sharing my medicine through Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. So in this way, we can reach out and to connect. I feel there is no frame because the name of the podcast came to me with the invitation that each of us, the only thing what we need to do is listen to our own medicine. We carry medicine, unique DNA in our heart, and we share it. What we've been conditioned into this driven masculine forced energy, we sometimes disconnect and stop listening of this medicine. So every episode, this is the invitation for you to stop, to pause, and to allow to receive whatever you will receive, taking through your own filter. This is what your soul is ready to receive, what is needed in this moment. So invitation again, don't try to put any expectations today. I'm coming in not prepared for this recording. It didn't go by the plan, so I'm just freestyling and sharing my energy. This is the message from the universe. So many of you know, and if you don't, my life, Satkara Temple lives, and my family lives completely changed a few months ago. This recording is being done through, of course, on Zoom, and we are here in Menorca, in the small, one of the small Balearic Islands in Spain, and we are currently living on catamaran kayak. And moved out from UK and became citizens of the world, the nomads, the travelers, and just really living with the flow of life, with the flow of the oceans, of the seas. And I wanted to share how it feels, what challenges we meet, and actually what that means to us. And what I don't know. I don't want to name it advices I want to share. I just want to share my experience, and whatever you're gonna take it or not, it will resonate or not. That's totally fine. It's just the beauty of life to see how what possibilities we have, how much we are multidimensional beings, and we can have anything we want. And that dream you are dreaming, the life you're creating, it seems so magical. And then you finally get it. It comes with so many challenges and pain and many, many other things what you need to solve and to really embody it, because I feel we are beings on the earth. We came here to live fully, to embody fully the life on the earth, to own it, to share it, to be connected, to stay connected, to feel strong in our bodies, and to own our voice, to express, to go through experiences and to enjoy this life. And this is what I wanted to share. This is what we are going through. So I'm speaking today about the truth of freedom embodiment. This is the freedom what we were working on, the freedom we took, and the Satkara temple moved to live with me, the business move, the temple move, on the boat, on the catamaran. And we are anywhere in the world from now, and this season we started sailing in Spain, and moving to Italy soon in a few days, to Sardinia, and yeah, continue our sailing journey. Then we're gonna have a break and we'll be in Tunisia, so we can get a chance to spend more time on the earth and explore something new. So again, we each of us have a dream, a calling, a purpose to fulfill on this life. My purpose is sometimes might be similar to yours, but most of the time we each has unique, of course, we have unique DNA and our lives are totally different. Although sometimes we try to seek and have a life somebody else have, that doesn't mean that life will work for you. This episode, I have intention with this episode, with the energy I'm sharing with you, really to encourage and find that inspiration possibly within your heart, within yourself, to follow your truth, to follow your dream, to follow what is important to your soul, what feels right, what feels in alignment, what you want to do in life, what you want to create. I know it's many, many questions coming out from that. And sometimes we need a little bit of time and space, healing to do, to come at the place at this stage of our lives and fully say, I know who I am. I know, I trust, I'm gonna follow my path. This is my path. So this is the feeling I love. Also, I want to add to this that the feeling when we get this contentment, this inspiration, this excitement in our heart, this taking action, time, it's also we don't need to cling to it because life constantly changing. And when we choose the path, what we're walking now, it doesn't mean you're gonna have to walk this path all your life. But keeping in the moment, keeping in mind that every moment is a divine moment and we can't take time back. And we here on the earth, just a tiny, tiny blink of our lives. And it's time to enjoy. It's time to to take that step, to move forward, to share your happiness, your joy with others, with community, with your partners, with family, with whoever you are surrounded with, it's really, really important for most of our souls to thrive, most of our souls to find that strong connection. And as we took this on this dream and sailing journey, I'm just gonna give a quick recap so we will understand how when we open the gates. For me personally, we walk through this life, we meet certain people, we meet teachers, we come to certain lessons, and every time I feel like it's like a gate opener. So situation, the person came to our life, wherever it was challenging or it, went through with ease and fulfillment. I feel this is like a breakthrough when we open the gates and we start stepping deeper and deeper, more connected to our path. So last year, I think year and a half now, year and a half ago, we started thinking, how we can stay more connected to the earth, to the elements, and sustain our lifestyle, but feel free. And we have three dogs, and my daughter, she is an adult now, so she doesn't need to live with me. And myself and my partner, we started exploring how we can move in our life and what direction to take so we can find the freedom, find the lifestyle what suits us. And at that time, he was working in corporate world. I of course was traveling and buildings at Kara Temple, exploring different healing modalities and serving, mentoring, mentorship. So and actually I don't remember how. It's probably my partner will come on the show eventually and he can share it, but he was, oh, maybe we should go sailing. And I had the fear of water, and I felt like, okay, well, that's just not gonna happen because I don't want to sail. It's not, I don't want to be on the water. So okay, and we just kind of left it like it, we didn't have the date or the target when we want to go and do explore the world, and really we couldn't sustain that life at that time. And the life started taking different direction, and actually I think at that time I was still maybe working in corporate world. And I got the opportunity to teach yoga teacher training, and I went to Bali. But my intention was, of course, teach a yoga teacher training, and intention was to heal my relationship with water. And I just set the intention, didn't think about it, didn't know if I'm gonna have time. I went there for a couple of months, and yes, this was a life-changing experience. I don't know, was it combined? Probably it was combined with the yoga teacher training and all the healing I received while I was teaching and working on myself because we had teachers and students at the same time. And when I went to Lombok and met amazing coaches and teachers, which helped me to start learning surfing, and even the idea to go on a boat in the middle of somewhere and wait for the wave, it was not acceptable in my head. So day by day it became normal. And anyway, I got back from Bali, and my partner got small boat, I came on a boat, everything was fine. And then I went to Guatemala. And I met another girl, and she was like, oh, I just came through Atlantic, sailed through Atlantic on catamaran. And I said, oh, we're thinking sailing, but we are thinking about monohull. And she was like, no, it's just like, it's not gonna be easy for you to live on it. It's just so, It moves a lot. And then I spoke to my partner and we started looking at catamarans. Well, he started looking at catamarans. Anyway, so the intention was probably last summer. Summer 2022, that in 5 years we will be able to buy a catamaran and start sailing the world, exploring and feeling free. So here I am, 2 months into my sailing, our sailing journey and living on a boat. And this is the intention, the freedom we wanted to create for ourselves. And I'm not trying to imply that this is the dream life for everybody. Certainly not. We all have, our own dreams. But what really, every time I speak about it lights my heart. And that's why I wanted to share this, because then we open to opportunities when we allow ourselves to receive and we give from the heart and we share it with the world. What we come here to sh what we came here to share, we opening more and more of those gateways. And if this is the alignment with your soul, it's gonna manifest into the physical like that. So for us, really, from the intention to move on catamaran last July, I think it took really to move and start living and sailing 12 months from the intention. So it's quite, the manifestation is a powerful world. And sometimes, I feel like, oh, I used to work and coach, and I still do on manifestation, on the embodiment work. But it's really finding the alignment with your soul and understanding what your soul really wants to do, what you're open to, not being afraid to try new things and not getting stuck into the that framework, what society been put us into, what the school and what we do to ourselves, when we find those unhealed parts of ourselves and they just dictate to us to act in certain ways. So yeah, life is quite magical, and we can have anything we want, and we can collapse with time, intentionally, not intentionally. If we step into that frequency, if we start embodying that feeling, if we start feeling free and own it and radiate the frequency, that means it's already happened. We just need to bring it to the physical from that cosmic level. And this is what actually happened to us. So, okay, it's amazing. Everything is happening. We're moving on a boat and we're gonna start living our dream life, not doing 9 to 5 or not doing the work we have to do. We have the opportunity now we built up to be able to serve a lot of my services, our online services, and the temple is online temple. And this was the intention from very, very beginning, probably 4 or 5 years ago when the temple was born. It was a yoga school at the beginning, but the way it transform is the opportunity for us to connect in all over the world. Of course, coming into different places and serving ceremonies and do the coaching, do mind abdominal massages, do many, many things. But now is the opportunity when I can be accessible to you anywhere in the world. And this is this age we are at. And sometimes it's really, really challenging because, again, when we come to social media, it's a tricky subject, isn't it? How much we put ourselves out, how much it is in alignment with our souls. So, as I mentioned before, that's why this podcast is taking strong intention to work this wave, to to bring my teachers and my colleagues and the people who I feel strong call to share their message, their medicine through this channel, and for you to hear and to connect, I feel it's so powerful, and this is the way I feel a call to do it. So with all this magic, with open channels, with sailing and living, diving, swimming in the water, getting up with the sunrise, going, watching the sunset and connecting to the stars at night, it's really, really magical. But with all of this, this magic has a challenging side. Challenging side, and sometimes it's not all the magic what we can see. So this podcast is, and this episode is for you to connect, and I hope that at some point it will help you to connect with the parts which are not magical within yourself, and then to do something in life, it's not necessarily gonna be magical, but it will turn into the magic when we're gonna start fully embodying the experience, fully embodying this dream, the dream we had, and the dream, because while it's a dream, it's not really here. It's not on this planet. It's not in the physical. The dream is somewhere. It's not accessible. We can connect, we can dream. The dream can be a message. The dream can be something what we aspired or what we hoping to achieve, or just, oh, I had this dream, but what really does it mean to you? Maybe sometimes it's nothing. For me, the dream is the dream, but when we're bringing this dream into the physical, I wanted to share the cacao as well, and a few tips. Then we're gonna start diving into the challenging part of dream life. When we're gonna start diving into embodiment of the dream life. It sounds okay. So I have this dream. It landed. Now I live my dream. It's my dream. Your dream might be something else. And this is a time when we actually land that dream. So, okay, nervous system is triggered. Whatever, it's a happy moment or it's a sad moment, nervous system is triggered the same way. So what happens then? So we drove to Cartagena, to Spain from UK at the beginning of July. Now we are at the beginning of September. In a few days' time to take the sailing trip from Menorca to Sardinia, and this is going to be our first big long passage. I'm excited, but at the beginning I was very nervous. But now I'm just kind of, it's going to be amazing. No internet, no nothing, just chilling and enjoying the time, the connection with the sky and connection with the ocean. So when we moved, we had, most of us have a picture how that dream is gonna work. Or when dream comes to reality, we still need to put the energy and effort to continue building it, to continue to support it. And how actually does it work? And most of the time our dreams connected to other people. So it's not like it's only me moved to live on a boat and run my business, have my team, have the dogs. It's I moved with somebody else. We moved together, and now I live with person who I spent last 7 years together, with a lot of traveling and distance relationship and so on. Now we are here together 24/7. The boat is quite big, but we still together. So how we navigate that? How our relationship growing or it's falling apart? what is happening, how we're navigating the challenges. And many challenges had come, we started settling in, bringing, because we never sailed. It's not like, we had all life dream to sail, and we sailed before. Of course, we did the training. Sam did, my partner did some sailing before, so it's fine. But we never actually lived, on the boat, so we don't know what we're gonna need, how we're gonna live. We know that, of course, in Spain it's hot, so we need bathing suit or not, and just that's it. But how, what food we're gonna eat? How it's all? It's like simple things with. Seems simple when you come and start living that dream. It doesn't seem very dreamy at the beginning, because for us, well, for me personally, I want to speak for myself and maybe give a little bit of glimpse from my partner's side. But basically, how I felt at the beginning that it's so much to do, although we were not even sailing at the beginning, that I just kind of, okay, everything is about the boat. I need just to cook, clean, take the dogs out, and sail. And that's it. And first 3 weeks, I couldn't even understand what is really happening, because after probably 3 weeks, I understood that my body is actually trying to adjust and to take this living on the water feeling that I actually was living for, 40 over so years on the land, and now I live on the water. And there is a certain level of motion sickness. It's not big sickness, but this is a level, well, when you can't really, and well, I couldn't understand that I was not feeling well 100%. I just felt like I'm not capable to do anything, I'm not capable to look, at my business, to look at my clients. Of course, I put that time completely off, but still, I thought, well, what's gonna happen? The mind comes in, and what's gonna happen? I just can't even do anything anymore. That's it. And you think like, oh my God, I came to live my dream, but I just want to lay in bed, and I'm struggling to wake up. I'm struggling to get out of the bed. And the plan was like, I'm gonna do all the exercise routines and have all the my equipment, my yoga, my breath work, everything is just. I couldn't do any of that. I could do yoga some days, but not the way I was imagining. And of course, we have 3 dogs, and we have to take them out every day, a few times. And it's all the things what you come across, and then with all that, you start sailing, and then. Most of the situations, they are not going right. A lot of situations, you don't know, what happens. A lot of things break, And then when I reflect back to it, I really can say that probably 95% of the day at the beginning of this journey, you really pushed out of your comfort zone. So you really, your nervous system is so triggered, your body is starting crunching, you starting holding everything. And because you out of the comfort zone, you have to do things differently, you have to think differently, you have to find the solutions, you have to find the ways to communicate to other person how to share everything, so you not get, you're not starting to store all those emotions and the experiences. And I feel so blessed that I had amazing, time and long healing journey, and we can support ourselves, but still we're the same human beings. We're still on this long healing journey, and there is so much more to do. So, of course, when the nervous system is triggered, what happened to me, all the patterns, old patterns which I thought I healed. It's I like the sentence, we say, oh, I thought I healed that. But when it comes back and it comes back with the bigger bite, it stings so much. And then it opens us even more to exploration. I see it as exploration of ourselves. That means we are ready to pull another layer and to dive deep into our heart, to open our heart more, to become more, even more vulnerable. Because being strong and powerful, I see as being more vulnerable, being more in your authenticity, owning your shadow more and more, and overcoming those fears, not judging yourself for doing the things the way maybe your heart didn't feel the way it wanted to do it. You just operated on all pattern, on all experience, because your nervous system is so triggered. So, of course, so we live together 24/7. All those situations start coming up intensely, 95% of the day. And what happens, the pattern surface, we start behaving in based on old, experiences. So what comes up, not feeling safe, you're losing your ground, you're not on the earth, you don't feel safe. So you start grasping, you start trying to control, you start feeling small, but not understanding that it's okay to feel that. And look at those corners of your heart. I felt like the world started becoming big and I started becoming small. And more I wanted to control things because I didn't feel safe. I lost, this is how you feel. I lost everything what I have, and now I can't even enjoy it. Everything is, most of the time, challenging and painful. So this joy of bathing and swimming and doing all the nice things just got washed off with all the pain what started surfacing. Don't get me wrong, obviously the nice part of the day existed, and we have deep connection with my partner. And I think it was on a day probably 3, or I don't know, at the very beginning, we realized that okay, the talking stick needs to arrive and we need to start sharing more how we feel, so we can understand each other, we can support each other. And because if we're not communicating from the heart, sometimes we say things and we communicate the words which can be very painful, and another person can really understand them from different perspective. So then we had the talking stick, we had a chance to speak about everything, how we feel, why we think we are feeling that way, and to share it. And every time we still do that every day, and now even we are a few months into this journey, but we still have the challenging situations, and we still have the times when we maybe feel not so supported and connected, and we need to speak. So when we come back to the heart, I feel when I have the talking stick, or I have a space to open up and speak, then I share from my heart, and what we get deeper connection, we find the solutions. And then what I notice, what happens with all the life, what's happening around us, it's like that. Then you open your heart, you share, you connect, you come back to your truth, you come back to who you are. And at that magic moment, you open another gateway for your soul's expansion. So for me, I feel this is the embodiment. This is the embodiment of freedom. And I started talking about the way our life has changed, and we created this dream for ourselves, and then that dream becomes not really a dream, more like a challenge. And how it's in our power, is the power in our heart to transmute it back into this dream, but the dream which is on the earth. And more we work towards that, more and more we connect to ourselves and we connect to the physical. So this dream is strongly rooted now into the physical. Then I wanted to share a few exercises, few things what we do when we need to go back into the alignment, because we need to have the space, we need to have the space for ourselves, for each of us. We don't have to be together 24/7, although we are, but in a way we do the things we want to do. I love now recording those episodes with beautiful teachers and share it and work with my teachers and notice how more and more all this opening up and new opportunities are coming my way, my students' way, and how we all evolve. So, first of all, what we do in the morning, we have the ritual. So the ritual is really important. And sometimes if we feel not good in the morning, we share that. And then we ask cacao, we have a ritual of cacao. Sometimes we have ritual of drinking coffee and we connect. I connect every time with the energy of the day. So today, while I'm recording this, I'm recording on the energy of bats and in vitrine of Tsi. So this is the energy what I'm carrying. So I feel I really thrive. This is in my energy. My power is the word. My power is to share my heart, to inspire, to feel that unconditional love and find that love within your heart and take it from there. So for me, it's a crucial practice to connect to the energy of the day and to just to surrender, just have a few moments and just really observe with no judgment. This is a crucial practice. And I noticed how it changed. At the beginning, I was trying to do more yoga, to do more breath work. I still do breath work sometimes. Sometimes I do yoga. But I never would start my day without sitting with myself for a few minutes. I would wake up, journal my dreams, and then I would start making cacao or just sitting on a deck and connecting with energy, preparing for the day, whatever we're doing, sailing or not. And this is our both. We do the same. Sometimes if we don't want to sit together, we don't sit together. It's not like, there are rules. And if we anchor in nice waters, we go for a swim. So it's really beautiful to have this opportunity to connect to the stars during the dark part of the day and then embody that energy of the sun, this connection. Of course, during the day, we do what we have to do. And at night, we really reconnect back to ourselves and find that time to sit again. With this observation energy, of course, if we have some challenging situations, we reflect on that and we see why. And because we have only each other on the boat, we always go deeper and try to see where this came from and why the reaction went this way. And sometimes I feel to connect with certain healing modalities. So like to work with my alchemy singing bowls and I want to do a womb healing when I need to be supported, when I need to move the energy. It's so many beautiful ways. But What I really wanted to take out from this, it's the communication and expression. And really, if we say something what we didn't mean to say, try to find the practice what brings you back to your heart. And it's not necessarily, okay, this is like I'm living my dream, how I'm grounding this dream into the earthy plane. But this is just in general, everyday situation. We can do that because we all have family, we all, are friends or work colleagues or business partners with we communicate. And, many of us, we're humans. It's not like everything is coming out 100% the way it would be communicated from the heart. So to remember to come back to the heart. So for us living on the water, being connecting to the water, to this healing energy, to constant movement and the feminine energy. And actually it's important to reconnect to the land. So as I go to the land, I kiss the land, and it's really the appreciation to the elements just grows more and more. Understanding, yes, we are part of nature, but the nature is so powerful. So if we sail in a stormy weather and the things go wrong, it is really not in our power, and this is like then what makes your ego to cringe, like what makes you to step back and okay, I'm not, that big and important here. As sometimes my mind is telling me I am. So yeah, this is really what I felt a call to share with you, my loves, and this is the intro into this new beautiful season I'm gonna start sharing with you. And please subscribe, listen to your own medicine podcast. Many beautiful teachers gonna be sharing their magic, and I feel it's so important for us to share it. Also for me personally, then I feel disconnected, or I notice that I'm disconnected from myself. I come in, I go into the shell, and I don't want to share. I don't want to connect, and this is the first, episodes of like almost like depression or disconnection from the world. Then we actually need to reconnect to the elements, reconnect to fire. For me, it's really important to work with the fire, to connect with my Nawal, to ask for the guidance from Nawalis. If you don't know, this is based on Mayan cosmo vision, on their astrology, the Nawal, the energy each of us are carrying. And then we discover that we actually understanding how important to walk the path we came here to walk, not trying to change it or try to be somebody else. And I'm continuing learning how to embodying this dream life on this earth, bringing that dream deeper into this earth. Still learning, still new ways are coming. But I feel really grateful for the people into my life, for the elements, for the Nawalis, for the guidance, for new gates which are opening for me, new exploration, new teachers coming into my life. It's like old expressions, and the student is ready, the teacher comes to your life. So I just wanted to honor that energy, and yeah, and to close this episode with a smile on my face, sharing the sacred cup of cacao and the medicine. What I felt called to share with you, this medicine from my heart, this unconditional love, this power finding, the power we can find in each of us to surrender, to stop resisting to life. And then we can make the choice with no effort. The life just starts flowing effortlessly. Although with challenges, but those challenges opens up even more to all of us. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in, and I cannot wait to share more episodes on this season two. Soul Remembrance. I love you all. Matthias.